From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. New ideas today in the health insurance debate. Senate Democrats are considering dropping the controversial public option. In its place, a group of liberal and moderate Democrats is considering several new plans to provide government help to people who need insurance.
Also today, the Senate debated an amendment to restrict abortion. They then tabled it, effectively rejecting the measure. But it's a deal on a new public plan that could break the logjam and get a health care bill through the Senate by Christmas. NPR's Andrea Seabrook explains.
It comes down to this. Democratic leaders just don't seem to have the votes in their own party to get the government-run public option through the Senate. So Majority Leader Harry Reid set up a committee of five liberal Democrats and five moderate ones to figure out what can pass. And a lot of senators are putting their faith in that, including Majority Whip Dick Durbin.
The people who are in the room are good and representative of the caucus and thoughtful. They have good staff back up on this. I think they're going to do the best they can to consider all these elements. But there are many moving parts, and I can understand the complexity.
The committee has come up with three new ideas to take the place of the public option. Number one, allow more low-income people to join Medicaid, the government health insurance program for the poor. Number two, allow middle-aged people to join Medicare, the government insurance program for senior citizens. And number three, allow some people to buy insurance through what is essentially the government's HR department, the Office of Personnel Management. That would give people access to plans that have the government's stamp of approval, but that aren't administered by the government. Moderates seem to like these ideas better than a full-blown public option, and liberals like some of the ideas, too. West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller says, sure, it'd be great to let more people into Medicare.
I would love to get that. That's 55 to 64 years old. That's a lot of people, and it's really good. But it costs money, you see.
And so, he says, it's rejected by those who care more about cost. And what about using a small piece of each idea floating around? Some kind of blended approach?
Yeah, I do that with milkshakes. I don't know how to do that with health care. I really don't.
Still, Majority Leader Reid said the group negotiating the compromise is making significant progress, and the Senate will pass the bill before the end of the year. Now, if you actually watched the Senate floor today, you'd think abortion was the big story. Democrat Ben Nelson of Nebraska has introduced an amendment that would bar anyone who receives a federal subsidy from buying insurance that covers abortion. It's the same language that Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak introduced in the House, and it passed there. Nelson says it just extends a basic principle that's been accepted for decades, that taxpayer money shouldn't be used to pay for abortions.
A clear majority of Americans, including my constituents in Nebraska, support this prohibition against using public money to cover abortion.
But there are fewer anti-abortion Democrats in the Senate than there are in the House. Most Senate Democrats are more in line with California's Barbara Boxer, who believes that since abortion is a legal medical procedure, to restrict it would be discriminatory.
There's nothing in this amendment that says if a man someday wants to buy Viagra, for example, that his pharmaceutical coverage cannot cover it. I wouldn't support that.
But again, even with the abortion fight on the Senate floor, it's kind of the sideshow. What's being negotiated in private is the real story. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.